Hello, my name is Mario Feliciano. This is Type Radio from New York. Now we're talking.
Is there a font that you would have liked to have designed?
Oh yeah, there's a lot.
Which one is like the number one, you would say?
Meta, probably I would be rich.
After yesterday.
Okay. And it's not because I like it, but because what I imagine that it represents in financial terms, to be honest.
And is there something that you really hate about type design? Like a part that you just...
In terms of the process of design? No, not really. Not really. No.
Okay. So you're completely happy with it?
Yes, there's parts of the process that are not so funny as others, but there's days where I feel that I just can do kerning and nothing else, and there are days where I can't even think about doing it. So that from the very technical to the very experimental or whatever, I like almost everything.
And... Is there, if there's, do you have like one favorite font?
Yes, Lexicon.
Okay.
This is my favorite font ever.
And, go on.
How do you keep yourself enthusiastic to go about font designing? How do you keep yourself, your spirits up?
Until now, I had no problems with that because I've started a lot of typefaces in the early, when I first started designing type, I didn't start with one or two typefaces. I start with dozens. Some were thrown away because it was not worth to work on that. But there was a considerable big group of 7-8 types that I keep trying to finish from 8 years. So this, and I, of course I have done some new ones in the meanwhile because I was tired of these ones, but all this, and especially this thing of the Spanish typography that I've got into and researching on what was done in the 18th century in Spain has kept me really busy. And now when I thought that I was almost done with 7 designs that are almost concluded, just 1 week before I left Portugal, I became aware that there are more 5 punch cutters in Spain that I don't know. So probably for the next 8 years, I will be okay with that.
Yeah.
That will leave you enough jobs.
Yeah.
There's one issue like the revival plagiarism issue.
Yeah.
What do you think is... There is a fine line between the two. What makes a font a revival or a recut or like inspired by and like stealing? What do you think is the difference?
Well, I think that any typeface that revival something that was already revival it's more a reinterpretation, not even an interpretation. To put it clear, I don't think that any digital Caslon could be considered a revival. It's merely an interpretation of something that has been done dozens of times. And this could sound a little bit, I don't know the word, but pretentious. But I think that what I have done with the Spanish types, it's really a revival because it's something that has been done in the 18th century and nobody has touched in that. There is no dozens of metal versions for me to look after. I really had to look at the original source. And I think that the difference between doing that and doing a completely original design in terms of what the task required, it's different tasks, but you cannot judge which is one is more valuable or more difficult. But I think reviving types in whatever sense, even typefaces that were already done, it's a good thing. It's like playing Mozart or Beethoven in different ways and keep playing it. It's some classic elements and that will remain forever, I guess.
No, because I'm asking, because it is sort of an ongoing discussion, because a lot of people, as soon as like a revival is coming out, there's all these voices coming out of the woodwork saying, well,
yeah,
it's stealing somebody else's work, even though it may be, like, look, if it's from 16 whatever, then it's like more okay than if it's like a font that's 2 years ago. I mean, that's... So I'm
I
like
would
wondering
like to talk
what
it with that people personally and okay. to have a debate with them. Mm. And I'm sure I will have arguments to defend that.
Have you ever been accused of plagiarism?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, this is sort of interesting because Matthew Carter's definition of...
I was thinking of Matthew Carter just now when you asked that, because this is the perfect example how historical typefaces could serve as a great inspiration for
today.
Well,
what he said is, a revival is a typeface created in a previous technology and reinterpreted for modern and contemporary requirements. So
yeah,
that's sort of makes sense. But it's very funny because on several occasions I found that people are quoting Matthew Carter as if, well, Matthew Carter said, like, this is it, and I'm, like, within these confinements, so I'm okay. So, I mean, like...
No, but it's not like that.
Okay.
No, but, I mean, in a few hundred years, that definition won't be possible. I mean, you're going to be... It's a digit from...
This is also very, like, reasoning from analog and printed material into digital.
That's
like a major revolution. So, there's, like, a very, like, distinct border there, so...
But I think, like, having four different versions of Californian, for it's not worth for it. So it's really a complicated issue.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm bringing it up. Do you think there will be, because there's like the detailing of fonts and the differences between several fonts, it's getting more and more minimal. Detailing is like very, do you think like there will be an end to a font design, type design?
No.
Why not?
Because new questions will arise, new mediums will arise, new needs, old needs. I think it's like music or poetry or writing. I think that type design has the ability of reviving itself constantly. I think that, for instance, now open type, I think that in the next 4 or 5 years, it will just bring a new revolution to type design, because it will lead the designers, the users of type, to a deeper knowledge of how to use type. And after, they will request for other things. Now it's the type designers who are trying to sell something to the designers. But there will be a point, designers will ask, as now they ask for 10 weights, they will ask for crazy features and many strange things, I think. So I think we are busy for quite a while with no problem.
Okay.
You said that you collect. What do you collect?
My own typefaces.
Oh. You have a huge collection.
So you are in Village. Why could you tell something about like how this whole thing started and what your position is in it?
For me, it started as an invitation from Chester. He wrote me an email and said that he was putting a website to sell fonts of some people that he thought it was valuable people that would really fit together for some reasons. And he mentioned a few names, like Christian Schwarz and Underwear. And I just felt that it was really a nice idea to bring some people that they could be direct competitors, to put them together and to make a unity of something that before was very diversity. So I really found it was a really nice idea for benefit of all of us.
Well, it sort of agrees with your saying. You said you didn't believe in competition, but you do believe in like cooperation.
Yes.
So in that.
But if there was somebody in the group that you really disliked their work, Would you still, would you say something?
But I, from the beginning, I, of course, if I go to the old site, maybe there are typefaces that I don't like for my personal use.
Yeah.
But from the beginning, and you know quite a lot from the work of people. Not always, but you can figure out a little bit from people's work how they are as people. And I was pretty sure from the beginning that the group of people that there were, that Chester was trying to put together, and also the way that we became together, because someone went, why don't you ask him? What do you think about that? It was very healthy from the first beginning, and I couldn't saw any reason to say, I'm not sure if I'm going to be, if I want to be together with this or that, because it's all people that respect each other and somehow admire each other. So it makes
sense. Do you think like it is sort of necessary for small, all these like this group of small foundries and small font designers getting together to form a larger power against like the major foundries like Font Shop or whatever?
I think that's not our goal to do that. I think it's also a good thing for the designers, because if, for instance, a designer of a magazine, if he decides to use a font of mine, then a font of underwear, and then another one from Joshua Dar, he has to go in three websites or three faxes, three phone calls. So now they go to one and they have a wide collection of fonts. And also I think that this will help us, the ones who are in, to not overlap in terms of, it's easy, it can happen that I might create a typeface that directly competes with the Chester one, for instance. But now that we are together, probably we will be aware of each other's designs before they come into public. So, and probably I'll say, so I will not develop this one. I have other ideas, and you are already doing it. That doesn't make sense. So I think it can bring a really healthy thing to the...
To cooperate.
Yeah.
Okay.
On that level.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Yuta.
Thank you very much.